Chapter 6, Sabbath School Influences. The Sabbath School should be one of the greatest instrumentalities, and the most effectual, in bringing souls to Christ. Our Sabbath School workers need to be especially imbued with the Spirit of Christ. They cannot be co-workers with Christ unless they have Him abiding in their hearts by faith. The children need a more decided effort in regard to religious culture. The leading workers and the teachers should labor for perfect harmony. There should be cooperation on the part of parent, children, and teachers. Let every worker labor for wisdom and tact, that he may put forth that well-directed effort which God requires. We are to cultivate tact and sharp discernment, to be quick to see opportunities to do good, and to seize these opportunities and make the most of them. Teachers of the different classes should bring every child into their heart, and under their special watch care. It is impossible to do this work for time and eternity unless the teacher has a close connection with God. Jesus has said, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." Do not encourage a superficial manner of investigating the truth. Make every point of truth clear and distinct to the minds of the children. Do not crowd upon their minds an accumulated amount of matter at one time. The precious Word of God is to be a lamp to their path, and a light to their feet. Impress upon their minds that it is their privilege to walk in the light. It is the path of peace, of purity, of holiness, cast up for the ransomed of the Lord to walk in. Christ has led the way in this path. He is the true shepherd. In following Him, they avoid the bypaths and dangerous pitfalls. In the Word of God they are to learn that all who enter heaven must have a perfect character, for then they will meet their Lord in peace. Many children and youth have their characters imprinted on their countenances. Their life's history they carry in the features of the face. The true workers should impress upon the minds of the children a beautiful, pure, Christ-like character, which will transfigure the countenance. If Christ is the abiding principle in the heart, you may read purity, refinement, peace, and love in the features. In other countenances, an evil character hangs out the sign: selfishness, cunning, deceit, falsehood, enmity, and jealousy are expressed there. How difficult it is for truth to impress the hearts and countenances of such characters. We need now to give special attention to the cultivation of character. Let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, that it may elevate and ennoble the highest as also the lowest worker in our Sabbath schools, so that Jesus will not be ashamed to acknowledge them as His co-laborers. All spiritual culture Christ has provided for His children. If Jesus is abiding in the soul, the heart is filled with the holy graces of His Spirit, which makes itself manifest in the transforming of the features. If you would have beauty and loveliness of character, the divine law must be written upon the heart and carried out in the life. The Bible lessons which are taught in our schools are of far greater consequence than many now discern. These children will have to meet in the near future the heresies and fables that abound in the Christian world. Instruct the youth with simplicity but great thoroughness. Our work must stand the test of the judgment. The youth in this age must be fitted by the grace of Christ to meet and overcome evils which have been introduced into society. They will have opportunities to use all the knowledge and influence that they have acquired, and will need wisdom from above to stem the current of evil which surrounds them. The supporters of error and of unscriptural doctrines are numerous. The world at large is leading them to forget God and to despise His claims. The law of God is trampled beneath unholy feet. Every youth is responsible to God for his opportunities, and for the precious light shining upon him from the Scriptures.